Isaiah today. Chapter 43. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming and being here today. Trust the Lord will touch you and help you today. Maybe when you leave, you'll feel better. Maybe you'll feel physically better, or emotionally you'll feel better. Maybe spiritually you'll feel better, right? Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaiah chapter 43 in verse 1 is where I'll begin reading. Amen. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee, have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And thou, when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Amen. I love those verses. Love those verses. Many times when we talk about verse 2, and I like that verse. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. That's an awesome verse, isn't it? What a wonderful promise of the Lord, amen, that he'll be with us through all those circumstances, through all those trials, through all those hardships, amen, that he will be with us. But as I was reading those verses there, do you notice some things that jump out about these verses is the I in these verses. How many times I is used? That word, that one letter word, I. It's the Lord talking to us. Amen. I. He starts off, he says, I have called thee. I have called thee. I have redeemed thee. He says, I will be with thee. I am the Lord. I gave. Verse 4, I have loved. I gave. Verse 5, I am with thee. I will bring. Verse 6, I will say. Verse 7, I have created, I have formed, I have made. Amen. The Lord continually saying, I. Amen. The Lord, amen. He's part of this. Do you know that? Amen. God is involved in this right now. Amen. In this promise, he's making a promise. He's saying, this is what I will do. I have done. I will do in your life. Praise God. Amen. Isn't it great to have a God that's involved in a relationship with his people, that he's invested in your life today? Amen. He is invested in what's happening in your life right now. He is a part of what's going on all around you right now in your life today. Praise God. Amen. It's not just something that he's shoving off on somebody else, but God is involved in this right now in your life. Amen. He says, I have redeemed thee. I have redeemed thee. I've paid the price. I've already paid the price. I've done it for you. I have done it. I've paid the price for you already. It's been done. I have redeemed thee. Praise the Lord. The price has already been paid for salvation. Amen. All we have to do is come to the Lord. He's already done it. The work's already been taken care of. The price already paid. Jesus already died on the cross for your sins. He's already redeemed you. All you have to do is come to the Lord Jesus. Amen. And come to him today. He says, I have redeemed thee. The price has already been paid. Lord, what do I need to do? Lord, what do I have to do? What's it going to cost me? The Lord's already paid the price. All you have to do is accept it today. That's all you have to do. Amen. I have redeemed thee. Amen. What a wonderful God that he's already taken care of it all. Right? Praise the Lord. Amen. That he's already paid the price. He's already paid for your salvation. Nothing more needs to be done except for you to accept Jesus Christ today into your life. You don't need to do, it's not of your works. Don't need to put anything in the offering. You don't need to do anything. All you have to do is come to him and say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. The price is paid. He says, I have redeemed thee. I have redeemed thee. Then he says, I have called thee. I have called thee. Man, it's one thing, you know, if he never called you, pay a price and then never invite you, never call for you, never beckon to you to tell you this is what I've done. But the Lord calls to us. The Lord calls to us. Amen. It'd be nice to know, right? Man, I didn't realize that salvation was already paid. I didn't realize that the price was paid for me. I didn't realize the Lord had already made a way. But the Lord is calling to you right now. The Lord is calling out to you and he's begging you, come. Come, I've already redeemed thee. What are you waiting for? Come, I'm calling to you. Amen. That's what drew you to him. That's what's drawn you here today. That's what's drawing you to this altar this morning, is the call of God upon you, beckoning you and calling to you and saying, come, come unto me, come to me, amen. And he's calling to you over and over and over again, come. He's calling to you. Hallelujah. I will call, you know, man, when we was growing up around Logan, man, Sister Hoxie, we would be down at your house. We might be down past the Frost. We might be all the way down at the Logan School. We might be all the way down there. But every once in a while, there would be a loud whistle sound that happened. Dad would step out on the porch and whistle. And we knew that was our call to come home. It was that call to come home. Supper was ready. All right. We was needed. We were going somewhere. Our presence was required immediately at the Brim residence. Throw down the ball. Throw down the bat. Leave your friends. Climb out of the tree. All right. Hey, man, and run home and get there because there is that dad was calling and you were needed. Amen. And the rule was, if you was too far to hear him whistle, you were too far. You was too far from home. Amen. But the Lord is calling to you today. Amen. And no matter where you at, no matter what your circumstance, no matter what situation it finds you in, amen, drop what you're doing and come to the Lord. Amen. He's calling to you. Amen. He may call to you in all the different stages of life. You may be a child and he calls to you. You may be a teenager and he's calling to you. You may be young and he's still calling to you. You may be a senior saint, but he's calling out to you today. Come home. Amen. The call is there. He said, I have called thee. I have called thee. Amen. He said, I will be with thee. I will be with thee. I like this. Man, I will be with thee. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. Yeah, he's with me through all the good times. That's not what he says in verse 2. It's not, he don't mention any of the good times in verse 2. It's when he says, I will be with thee. Hey, man, what? When the waters rise? When the floods come? When the fire is kindled? He said, I'm going to be there. Amen. When the floods are about ready to overflow you, I'm going to be with you. Amen. Through the difficult times of your life, I will be with you. Amen. Thank God. Amen. That he's with us. Amen. Through the difficult times of life. Amen. When everybody else is fighting for their own life. Amen. God is there with us. When all of our friends have left us, God is with us. When everybody else has run out, amen, God is with us. Hallelujah. Said he will be with us. And through the most difficult stages of our life, God will be with us. Amen. We all know what it is for friends to turn their back on us. When the going gets rough, right? Everybody gets going, right? It's when everybody runs out, but not Lord. He says, I will be with thee. I will be with thee through all the unpleasant circumstances of your life. I will be with you. Amen. The fire, the flood. He said, I'm going to be there for you. He says, I am the Lord thy God. I am the Lord thy God. Praise God. He claims us. He claims us. I am the Lord thy God. I am the Lord thy God. Amen. It's good to know that we have, that he's my God. He is my God today. I can call to him. I can reach out to him. Amen. I can pray to him. He's my God. Amen. He is my God today. Amen. He is not hiding from us. He don't want to claim us. Amen. But he claims ownership of us. I am the Lord thy God. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's the God that's looking out over your life right now. He's the God that's sheltering you, the God that's providing for you, the God that's caring for you. Amen. He is God of your life right now. I am the Lord thy God. I'm trying to hurry so we can, but he says, I love this next. He says, I have loved thee. I have loved thee. Man, I have loved thee when nobody else would love you. I loved you when you were unlovable. I loved you when everybody else had forsaken you and nobody cared about you. I loved you. I loved you when you was at your worst. I loved you when you was out in sin, far from God. Your life was in shambles. I loved you when you was doing your worst. I still loved you. I have loved thee. Amen. And I believe that God loves you this morning. Regardless of what you may have done, regardless of your past, regardless of where you've been, he loves you. He loves you today. Amen. And God, reach that love of God. Amen. It's reaching out to you. The love of God constrains us. It draws us. Amen. That God would love us so much. He loves you so much. Amen. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful Lord. Amen, that he would love us today. I have loved thee. I have loved thee. Let me jump down a little farther. He says, I am with thee. Fear not. I am with thee. Fear not. Oh, God, help us. Fear not. I'm with you. Fear not. Then I like this last. He says, I have created. I have made. You are his creation. Amen. Can I tell you today that God is greatly concerned about your life? He is greatly concerned about your life today. I don't know what you're going through, what you're facing, but God is greatly concerned about you. And it feels good to have somebody that just cares, right? And let me tell you, God cares. He's concerned about you. Somebody that can care about your condition. Somebody that can care about your circumstance, somebody that would care about all of the issues of your life and challenges of your life right now, God cares. I mean, why? Because he created you. He is your creator. Amen. This morning, I just felt like telling somebody that God is greatly invested in your life right now. God is not walking away. Amen. God, amen, he is greatly and highly invested in your life. Amen. He would like to make a difference in your life. He would like to see something change in your life. He would like to see your life improve. Amen. He would like to see things get better for you. Why? Because he is highly invested in your life today. Praise God. God is highly, so highly invested that he is greatly concerned about you today, that he would bring you to this church. Amen. That the Spirit of God would talk to you. Amen. Because he wants to help you today. Amen. How highly invested is God in my life? He gave his only begotten son. He invested his own son into your life. Amen. Would you stand with me today, church? He's already paid the price. He has already paid the price for you. He said, I have redeemed you. He's already called to you. I believe you've already felt God calling you in this service. I believe that you've already felt the Spirit of God calling to your heart and your soul right now. He's called to you. He wants you to know, I'm with you. Amen. There's no need to be afraid through the fire, through the flood. Amen. Have no fear. I'm with you. He said, I am the Lord thy God. I have created thee. I've loved you. Hallelujah. The Lord is invested in your life today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Dear Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, that you'd speak to heart today. God, I believe right now, Lord Jesus, you're speaking to somebody's heart. God, they need to make a commitment. They need to make a dedication. They need to come to you, Lord Jesus. Lord, they're here hearing the call of God this morning. They feel you calling to them. They feel the tug on their heart. God, oh God, let them know, Lord, that you are greatly invested in their life today. God, you want to see them succeed. You want to see the best for them. God, you want to see, Lord God, them prosper. God, you want them, Lord, to be safe. You're concerned about their life. God, I ask you, Lord Jesus, that you touch in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Heads bowed right now. Amen. Church, why don't you be praying for just a moment? Amen. Would you lift your hand and say, Brother David, amen. I'm ready to come to the Lord. I'm ready to give my life to him. I'm ready to respond to him. I know that God has invested so much in my life today. He's invested so much. God bless you. Yes, God bless you. And God's done so much for me. God's invested a lot into my life. Just slip your hand up right now. Amen. Let the church pray with you. Is there another that lift your hand and say, Brother David, pray with me this morning. And that the Lord would help me. Amen. I know that I need God in my life. And I've been through so much. I need to know that he's with me. And there's so much fear in my life today. I need to know that the Lord's with me. Amen. I need to know that God loves me. Hallelujah. Would you slip your hand up and let me pray with you? God bless you. Somebody else this morning. Hallelujah. Just slip your hand up. Put it right back down. I'll pray with you at this altar today. Praise God. Lord bless you all. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Church, let's all come to this altar today. Those that lifted your hand, would you come with us right now if you would? Come and let's find a place at this altar right now to pray. Amen. Let God begin to work in your life. Let God begin to work in your heart right now. Hallelujah. Find a place at this altar, amen, where God can work in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus is softly calling, but because of who he is and because of where he's been and because of what he's done, you can start all over again. Oh, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you've been.